More details are emerging today about the former Exeter Hospital employee who has been charged in connection with the hepatitis C outbreak there. 30 patients have tested positive for a strain of the virus that matches that of 32-year-old David Kwiatkowski. He's been accused of stealing syringes of pain medication, injecting himself, and then returning the needles. And he faces federal charges of tampering and acquiring a controlled substance by fraud. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been following the situation, and he joins me now. Todd, welcome.
Good afternoon, Brady.
We've learned this is not the first time David Kwiatkowski has been accused of drug diversion. Is that right?
That's right. Correct. There was an incident in 2008 at an undisclosed hospital. Employees there observed Kwiatkowski removing a syringe from an operating room. Management confronted him. They found three syringes of the drug fentanyl on his person. There was more paraphernalia found in his locker. It's not clear at this time if law enforcement was contacted about that episode, though.
David Kwiatkowski came to Exeter originally as a temporary employee in April of 2011. He's what's known in the field as a traveler. What exactly does that mean?
So this is apparently common for healthcare settings to take on temporary staff for their lower-level medical technology positions. These appointments can last for a few months. Often housing is provided by the staffing agency. Exeter says that when Kwiatkowski did arrive, he was drug tested and given a full background check. They did hire him for a full-time position in October 2011.
Authorities say several employees at Exeter Hospital had expressed concerns about his behavior. What did they see?
So several employees have told investigators that they'd seen Kwiatkowski with bloodshot eyes, at times sweating profusely through his hospital scrubs. There was an incident in 2011 in which a syringe of fentanyl was found in a public bathroom outside of the cath lab. The director of the cath lab interviewed Kwiatkowski about his bloodshot eyes on at least one occasion, and Kwiatkowski told him that he'd been up crying the night before, apparently, about a death in the family. He became inconsolable and was sent home for the day.
And it sounds like that wasn't necessarily the case.
Right. Investigators talked with Kwiatkowski's family, and they said there was no dead relative around that time. The 21-page affidavit filed in federal court paints a picture of an almost compulsive storyteller. Kwiatkowski has claimed to have had cancer at times. There's no record of that. He's lied about playing baseball for the University of Michigan. He claims that his fiance died. He's also denied that he knew of his Hep C status until May of this year when the outbreak became public. Authorities say he first tested positive, though, in June of 2010, well before arriving in New Hampshire.
U.S. Attorney John Kakavas told us yesterday this is the beginning of their investigation, not the end. So what comes next?
So Kwiatkowski remains hospitalized in Massachusetts. He's being treated for some undisclosed medical condition. He's had several run-ins with law enforcement since being fired from Exeter in May of this year. And you're right, U.S. Attorney John Kakavas says that he expects Kwiatkowski will be released next week, at which time he'll be transferred to custody here in New Hampshire. And public health officials and the CDC are now gathering information about the other hospitals that Kwiatkowski worked in before coming to Exeter. And Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore released a statement today saying that Kwiatkowski worked in their facility in 2009 and that he worked in at least three other Maryland hospitals.
Todd, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Brady.
And HBR's Todd Bookman. You can find our ongoing coverage of the hepatitis C outbreak at Exeter Hospital by going to our website, nhpr.org.